Evolution complete. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president's stand on gay marriage is now fully evolved. After languishing in the primordial ooze for several years, it learned to walk on all fours and finally stood upright yesterday. And the consensus seems to be this ranks somewhere between the Pope apologizing to Galileo and FDR popularizing the hot dog. But let's remember, the president also said he doesn't think this is a federal issue.
And I continue to believe that this is an issue that is going to be worked out at the local level.
And he doesn't condemn well-meaning people who see it differently.
Many of them are not coming at it from a mean-spirited perspective. A bunch of them are friends of mine.
He was simply expressing a personal belief.
For me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm.
It's his personal belief. We get it. But beliefs are a dime a dozen. What we really want to know from our politicians is how much more freedom are you planning to take away from us, right? Which is why this debate is so strange. Because this is the one issue that's become controversial because people think it expands freedom too much. So I'll be curious to see if any other politicians evolve. Like those politicians who consider the government unfit to control healthcare, for example, but who think it is fit to control consensual human love. As was pointed out by several commentators, North Carolina is now a state that will let you marry your heterosexual first cousin and have kids together, but which prohibits a non-reproductive marriage with your gay cousin. A position like that is not only not evolved, it's not even intelligently designed. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.